Good morning, I'm Chairman Brad Holton. I'll pull the meeting to order. I'll do something. I'll call the meeting to order. That's much easier than pulling it. We have a 9:30 agenda item, and it's meeting with county attorneys for legal staff update and to consider action items, of which we have five at least. So six, let's start with them in order. First one is action item, consider resolution authorizing the inclusion of certain charges other than property taxes on tax notices. All right, we handed this back to legal. Have you reviewed it and come back?
Chairman, Commissioners, yes, we did review it. We made some changes to the attachment, and then we realized we were missing some actually, so we added those as well. The concerning language from last time was included with NAMPA's, some old resolutions that didn't really seem necessary or needed, and so we removed those. And I believe everything should be good to go now.
Okay.
Chairman?
Yes?
I have a question. So part of the discussion that I was concerned about was the evaluation of the administrative fee. This ties it back to that resolution, I guess, where the 1407 has a $5 fee. I had a conversation with Chief Bazzoli right before we came out here, and evidently that's in the works with legal on evaluating what the actual costs are for that. But what you're saying is that is not included in today's, when we do this, correct?
I'm not sure what fees are included in today's.
There's a $5 administrative fee that they pay to the county, directly to the county, in order for us to place these additional charges on their tax bill.
And is that's $5 per parcel? Like some of these RLM investments has a number of weed abatement fees. Is that?
It was per parcel.
Okay. I would still submit that is not sufficient, a sufficient fee to cover the cost. And then the second point that I wanted to ask, there was a document that was included from the former clerk, I guess. I don't really know why it was included in there, but maybe saying that auditing was in support of attaching those fees, or we've determined that is not a necessary document from the clerk's office going forward?
Correct. That wasn't a necessary document for this.
Okay.
So, and that was submitted by the city of NAMPA.
I think it was actually Parma, or was it NAMPA?
Attachments were a bit confusing. It was submitted with NAMPA's document.
I see. Okay.
And I think that was probably, they just submitted it as part of their process, and not, since this isn't done very often, they may not have just known what was needed. And so
yeah,
they just gave us everything they thought that we might need.
Yeah. Okay.
A form we would like to have updated this next year.
Okay.
And then look at the fee, see if we can increase that.
Okay. And I know Chief Bazzoli is going to be working in tandem with your office. And is this a once-a-year process?
Yes, just right before we create the current year taxes.
Okay. Thank you, Chairman. Those are the questions that I had.
Yeah. Okay.
And I know that time is of the essence, Chairman. I'm in favor of moving forward and attaching these as tax liens, but I think, yeah, as soon as we can get those documents updated, and not just for the treasurer, but for anyone where there's submittals of information, it's great to have resolutions updated and run through our legal department.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve and sign the resolution authorizing the inclusion of certain charges other than property taxes on tax notices as presented.
I second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Greg, I'd ask you that you put that on our list of ongoing things that we're wanting to get done, whether that's going to be a workshop or just a separate business meeting to go over what legal and the treasurer ended up with a form so we can approve the form.
Along with the clerk, because they really submit them to the clerk.
They really do, okay.
Yeah, and then the clerk submits them to us, to the treasurer, to include them on the tax bill.
So there's at least four identities that we're needing to work between. So if you could do that, Greg, I'd appreciate it. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next agenda item we have is an action item, consider resolution renewing appointed members to the Solid Waste Advisory Committee. David Murray, Russ Stoll, Hubert Osborne and Tom Points.
Chairman, could we move that item to the bottom of the agenda? We're getting error corrected.
Okay. I would, is it with consensus that I can move that to the bottom
yes.
of the agenda?
Yes.
Okay. Let it be so. All right. Next item is an action item. Consider a resolution consenting to the sale of surplus county property. Thank you.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, before us is the resolution or an authorization to execute sale of the 2010 John Deere grader. As you can recall, for the FY26 budget, we had a purchase to buy a new grader from Coastline Equipment, John Deere. We have our old piece of equipment that we need to surplus. Originally, we had budgeted for $60,000 for that item as a sale, and we did actually get a buyback letter from John Deere for $70,000. However, Murphy's Law, about 2 weeks before the new fiscal year, October 1st, when our new grader was going to be delivered, the 2010 John Deere grader blew the engine. So now we got a paperweight, basically. I mean, Murphy's Law, right? It's just crazy. So I did get an estimate from Coastline to fix the grader, put a new engine in it, and we were looking at a little over $54,000 for that, to have a new engine, et cetera, et cetera. So at this point, we did get a revised purchase agreement from Coastline. And I guess at this point, just to cut our losses, liabilities, just we just continue with their offer of $25,000 for the grader with the engine that does not work.
Mr. Chairman, John Deere didn't want it.
John Deere does want it. They're gonna instead of the $70,000 that was originally proposed, they're proposing to purchase the grader with the blown engine for $25,000, and then they will fix it and then do as they wish.
Yeah, and Chairman, I don't see on here. I thought maybe I forgot to print it off, but the estimate to repair that has not been included. Am I just missing it, or is that important?
I don't think that was sent over.
Okay.
I do have the estimate in hand with me. I just thought that was something that we could discuss.
Okay.
It really doesn't have any merit in terms of the resolution to continue the $25,000 sale. But I could supply that to the board if they would like to see it.
And the only reason I asked for it is because you had an offer, and then where there's been an issue right before we cashed in on the offer. That was my only point, is that you evidently have deemed that it's better to get rid of it than to repair it.
Yeah, I think it's the time we spend the money to repair it, and then we go ahead and try to resell it. I think it's pretty much a wash.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, frankly, there's some other items that might need to be corrected on it. The turntable, Daniel, if he was here, he would be better able to explain that. But the turntable with a circle is very worn, and that's going to need repair as well. So by the time we did everything, we're probably going to be better to just move forward with $25,000, and then we don't have any, we're not trying to sell it to a private party, and we don't have any liabilities there, any kind of maybe back and forth, well, it wasn't quite good enough, and, you know, I just didn't want to get just better. I just want to let it drive off into the sunset.
Right, and I understand your reasoning, Chairman, and I'm in support of that. I just missed seeing that piece, which is a piece for me of the puzzle. I always like the most information we can get because it helps explain the story. But I'll wait to see what my fellow commissioners, and thank you for offering to provide that to the board.
The chairman and the board wishes we can make a copy real quick and we can supply that to the board.
The copy of what now?
This is the estimate.
For the repair of the engine?
It's on the calendar.
And that I just missed, thank you.
It's on our calendar, but it's not on the public.
Oh, I got you.
I.
Just the letter, what is that?
This letter, this is the coastline letter that agrees to pay 25.
Oh, I'm.
It's Exhibit A.
That one's on there.
Right. It was.
I know I sent that, but I probably did not send the estimate for the repair of the.
Gotcha.
Because we still own the grader, it's just at John Deere. Possession of the grader.
So is coastline and John Deere the same?
Equipment and John Deere are the same.
Okay.
Coastline equipment's the dealer for John Deere. Kind of like Western States and CAT.
Gotcha.
So the question I think before the commission is, do you want that document included in the public documents for this decision or not? Those who would be of interest could always do a public records request. I don't know that it's fair and equitable in our trade relationships with this company to make that document public willy-nilly. But those who would want it and could use it or whatever, they can do a public records request.
And I'm in favor of that.
Okay. All right. The only lesson learned here is surplus this a month earlier. So, Mr.
Chairman, members of the board, it was kind of a conundrum because we did not have our grader at the time.
Right.
We need a grader every day.
Every day.
And it was just fortunate that our new grader that was slated for the fiscal year 26 purchase was sitting at John Deere just waiting to be delivered when our old grader decided to take a dirt nap, if you will. So, so it was, they were able to provide us our new grader early so we didn't have to go rent one. We didn't have to go try to find one, spend more money that way. And we may be talking about that as far as budget goes and timing, but here and there, we still had it budgeted for the FY26 budget.
No. I'd rather take the less than to be broke down 45 days or even, it doesn't matter if it's even a day, yeah, and we don't have availability to the new replacement. So at the end of the day, it's the lesser of two evils.
And Chairman, this grader appears to have had a long and fruitful life with
has.
2010 with over 11,000 hours. This is timely, and so
all right.
I'm in favor. I move that the board signs the resolution consenting to the sale of surplus county property as presented.
I second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
Executed.
All right. So next action item is consider resolution classifying records of the Canyon County Prosecuting Attorney's Office and authorizing the imaging and or destruction of certain civil case files and records.
Mr. Chair, Commissioners, we can probably take the next three all together. They're the same for civil, juvenile, and criminal.
Is that okay, Board?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's consider all three of these agenda items at the same time. So legal's reviewed this. Is this the boilerplate?
Yes. Mr. Chair, Commissioners, this is much boilerplate language with years complying with the statutory obligations and maybe to some extent going slightly above those statutory obligations, just to make sure we're not getting rid of records that we will have wanted, particularly just making sure we've gone beyond statute of limitations and things like that for any claims that may present itself. So I'm speaking more in the civil context as it relates to those things. So.
Yeah, and Chairman, with that nexus, there's the caveat on ones why some have five, some have One has five, one has seven, one has eight, but it's related. The juvenile one obviously has different parameters, but all still the same within the Idaho code on rules of retention.
Correct.
I'm in favor.
Okay. I entertain a motion.
Chairman, I move that the board signs the resolutions for all three of these entities on civil case files, juvenile case files, and criminal case files with the corresponding resolutions authorizing the destruction of what's been outlined there as presented.
A second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously on all three resolutions. There you go. Sorry for the mistake. All right. Zach, are we ready to take up the other item?
We are, Chairman.
All right.
Before we take up the item, I'm going to ask the board to take an amendment to the agenda. We have one of the appointed members listed wrong on the agenda and on our original version of the motion, or of the resolution, excuse me. David Murray from District 1 is not going to be returning, but Mark Christiansen is going to take that District 1 spot as the recommendation from Director Loper. And so we would ask that the agenda be amended to remove the name of David Murray and replace it with Mark Christiansen. And then we have a resolution with Mark's name prepared.
Dave? Just one clarification with that. So Mark Christiansen is the current member for District 1, that his term has expired. David Murray was the Middleton rep, but
right,
no longer with the committee. We're still looking for a Middleton rep.
Okay.
So Mark Christiansen is already District 1.
Thank you.
And Chairman, for clarification, both Mark and David are from Middleton. So you're looking for a second Middleton rep?
It just so happens that Mr. Christiansen and Mr. Murray were both from the Middleton area.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Christiansen has been in the District 1 seat
mm-hmm.
from the beginning. And Mr. Murray was our City of Middleton rep, but he's no longer with the committee, and that seat is currently vacant.
Okay.
They just so happen to be from this.
I see, area. Yeah.
Because as you recall, we have the seven committee member, or the seven members that are part of the committee are made up of District 1, District 2, and District 3, which they can be from anywhere within those districts. And then we have a City of Nampa, Middleton, Caldwell, and then kind of like up Parma, Greenleaf, Wilder area.
Yeah.
Just District 1 has the City of Middleton in it.
Okay.
Makes sense. So that's why we had kind of two from that general
facility. I see. And Chairman,
Mark represented the whole District 1.
I see.
Mr. Murray kind of represented the locale of Middleton.
Gotcha. And I want to just put a pitch in. Mark Christiansen currently serves as a city councilman. He's got a lot of business experience in Moxie, and he's really brought a lot, I think, to the serving on this advisory board for that. He has experience in that field. So just a great individual, serves government well, and he's a friend also. So I'm happy to see that he wants to re-up to be on this advisory committee.
Yeah, and Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I talked with all four individuals personally, and they all want to continue their service with the committee. Mr. Osborne takes a lot of time and studies things pretty well and has good comments. And then Rush Schroll is a owner of a farming operation kind of out there by Missouri and Highway 45. So he brings a lot of insight. And then Tom Points is our current chairman of the SWAC committee. And
yeah.
I think we need to probably go through a process on that end, but he is completely willing to continue to serve on the committee.
Yeah, and you are right. Thank you for highlighting all of those. Rush Roll was featured on the Ag Tour that I participated in here a couple months ago. So he's located in proximity to the landfill. He's a big farmer, and he does a great job in agriculture.
He's talked to me about blowing litter many times.
Well, there you go. Yeah. And, yeah, just a great lineup of people that you have for that.
So on the renewing of appointed members, they're all appointed. When are we going to consider the other three, or are they on a rotating basis? And
their terms stagger. So these are the four terms that had expired that we just need to renew for another 2 years.
And then the second question, the districts apply in general terms to what the voting districts are for the three commissioners, or are the districts different? They're the same as?
District 1, 2, and 3 for the county districts.
Just needed that on the record. Okay.
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
would it make sense? I don't know if you have issues trying to find another Middleton rep, but where Mr. Christiansen is also on city council, would it make sense to move him to the Middleton one and find somebody else for District 1?
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I had not thought about that, but that's certainly feasible. I don't know if we could take care of that today.
No.
But I can work on that.
And
okay.
So it helps you expand applicant pool.
Yeah, the pool and the area.
Okay.
Very well.
All right, we can put it on a future agenda item then.
And if the District 1 commissioner has suggestions for names, I would be more willing.
I would be happy to participate in that process. Yep. I owe Councilman Christiansen a phone call anyway, so I'll see if he has somebody in mind that would be willing. Yeah.
To change the agenda?
Motion to amend the agenda and then motion on the resolution.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I move that we amend the agenda to remove the name of David Murray and replace it with Mark Christiansen.
All right. I second that. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Okay. Next one would be to consider then the resolution, the amended resolution.
Chairman, I move that the board signs the resolution renewing appointed members, including Mark Christiansen, to members of the Solid Waste Advisory Committee as presented.
All right.
I second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Very good. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there any other items under legal staff update that we need to consider, whether open meeting or executive session for this morning?
None of legal staffing, no.
Okay. All right. Great. I would make a motion then that we close this portion of the agenda. And we would start and continue with the 10 o'clock at the 10 o'clock time. So there's my motion.
I second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. So we will be adjourned for a few minutes. Thank you.